I bring you up to date with my journey. In case you missed it, I was diagnosed with breast cancer at the beginning of December. I wrote a blog about it. There's a link in this blog to that blog. It turned out I only have to do 21 radiation treatments, so I'm already halfway through. I have to go to the cancer-free center, as I call it, 5 days a week for my treatment. So door-to-door, we're talking about an hour out of my day. Not too bad. My biggest challenge so far is not pigging out on the lint balls they have in reception. I usually try to stay with the hard candy and Tootsie Roll midgies, which is a funny word. But some days, I hear those darn lint balls calling my name and I can't help but answer. Everyone at the center is so nice and they have heated blankets. Plus, they give you a permanent robe if you're being treated for breast cancer. They only had one left the day I got mine, but it was the one I would have picked. It's just perfect. Check out the picture. There's something about this robe that makes me feel better than if I had to wear one of those big hospital robes in a johnny. Little things like this make a huge difference. It even has its own carry bag in matching fabric. Oh, gotta love it. I've been moisturizing like crazy with the stuff they recommend down to the center and things my niece Caitlin brought me from the health food store. I'm covering my bases. First, I apply aloe vera gel, then calendula cream, followed by CeraVe moisturizing cream, and top it all off with a few drops of lavender oil mixed with hemp seed oil. I began this regime once a day for the 2 weeks before I started treatment and 3 times a day since I began. So far, it's working pretty good with only a slight burn. My energy is okay. I'm fading earlier in the evening and really need my naps. But the deal is, I can't tell if this is from the radiation or menopause. I'd been doing a light dose of hormone replacement therapy for years. It was that bioidentical stuff and worked great. But I had to say bye-bye to all that when I was diagnosed, and honey, I miss my estrogen. So does Charlie, truth be told. I'm having hot flashes for the first time ever, and I don't recommend them. Actually, during the day, they're tolerable, but at night, they're a pain in the you-know-what. Seems like every time I get up to pee, which is about every hour or two, I get a hot flash. And trying to cool down wakes me up enough to make getting back to sleep hard. When I do get back to sleep, the next time I wake up, I might be freezing because I'm half out of the covers. But here's one of the mysteries of life. How can the top half of me be sweating and the bottom half be cold? Especially my feet. We need an electric blanket designed by menopausal women. Right now, you can get one with dual controls, which has been a great marital aid for me and Charlie. But now, we're in a different phase of our lives, and I need one that has quadrant controls. That way, I could have it low or even off on my top half and up to toaster oven on my feet. Makes me happy just thinking about that. My biggest takeaway so far, and I'm reminded of this every day down to the center when I see how some folks are suffering, I'm struck by how lucky I am and how cute my robe is. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.